Blog Talk Radio. To rise in an all-male run, all-male controlled, all-male executed, all-male domain, all men all the time? Do you know what kind of woman you have to be to survive, not only survive, but to thrive and to gain their utmost respect? Their utmost regard, and to gain the admiration of not only the men you work with, but everybody who encounters you. Do you know what kind of woman you had to be in 1980? You gotta be powerful, 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 powerful. And I mean.
Good evening, everyone. This is IMTN Worldwide Radio. My name is Chris, and this is the Women in Business Show. Tonight, we're going to talk to a young woman in Atlanta and find out a little bit more about her goals, wants, dreams, aspirations, and everything. But first things first, the Women in Business Show was created about a year ago to highlight women who made a decision to have something on their own. So if you're a person that supports women that do that, this is the show for you. 646-652-4479 is the number. Every day, people believe that they can do more, that they can be recognized for a skill or a gift that they personally have, but not everyone actually goes out and proves it. My guest has made a decision to do just that, and we will have the opportunity to find out what our guest plans to do in the future. We'll learn about her as a person, her talents, her goals, and much more. Do you support her? Make sure you call in. If you do, our guest is Princess Chantanice, and we're going to bring her into the show right now. Princess, how are you doing this evening?
Hi, I'm well. How are you?
I am doing awesome.
Mm-hmm. Hey.
And the audience approves. All right, so one of the things about the Women in Business Show is, you know, we're talking about women, and then we're talking about business. There are a lot of obstacles that comes with it. There are successes, there's downfalls, all that kind of good stuff there. So that's the reason mm-hmm. I do the show, everybody, is to bring people into that format to say, well, here I am, what's up? You know, if we're going to get ghetto about it. I like to get ghetto every, like, 3 years or so. So that's my ghetto moment for the year. There you go. Make sure everyone you're following on Instagram and Facebook. Under IMTN Worldwide Radio, make sure you download the Spreaker app and follow the IMTN Worldwide Radio page. And, of course, the Twitter page is IMTN Radio. So first things first, Princess, I have to ask because everybody keeps asking me, how did you get the name Princess?
That's a great question. My parents just kind of looked at me and gave me the name. They said, when you were born, you know, we didn't give you a name. We gave you a title, and now you kind of have something to, you know, live up to. So I was like, okay, I dig it. I like that. So that's how they, I guess, came across it. I'm not really too sure, like, if it was, like, my grandmother or it was, like, one of my aunts or maybe, like, a cousin or so. But between all of them, they came up with Princess, and it stuck.
Well, I had to ask because, I mean, and especially how you said it just then, that's a lot of pressure, first of all. I mean, going to elementary school, kindergarten, you know, right off the bat, you know, everybody's going to be like, what's her name again? Oh, okay. Right?
Right. So I had to ask. And, my name.
Yeah, I just had to bring that out just so everybody can appreciate that part. So that being said, let's go ahead and get the audience to kind of learn about you personally first. So where are you from originally, and where did you grow up?
So originally I was born in Toledo, Ohio. My grandparents basically raised me there, And then from there, they were working for GM, the General Motors plant. They moved to Atlanta, like the Decatur area, when I was really young. So I've been in this Atlanta area basically most of my life. So I was born in Toledo, Ohio, and I'm basically raised here in Atlanta, Georgia. I've been here all of my life, never really moved or lived anywhere else.
Okay, so Toledo to Georgia, you've been in Georgia most of your life. Name
yes.
a spot in Atlanta that you really enjoy visiting.
Oh my God, our Thomas Grill in Midtown. it doesn't
okay.
take me too
you
long.
Said that quick.
That is, yes, it's supposedly T.I.'s favorite place to eat in Midtown, but it's a 24-hour like diner, and they have things, all different types of cuisine. They serve 24-hour breakfast. They have the best French toast I've ever had. Don't question me on it. Just go and have it. They serve breakfast all day. They serve like random like things from Frisch Tacos to like raw vegan cuisine. So it's really different. You can have it anytime. They don't have like any walls, so you can like hear cars going by, and it's like a really good atmosphere. They have exotic wild animals outside and birds that they have, of course, in a cage, but you can like see them and read about them. It's just like, it's a different
mm-hmm.
experience from anything I've had in Atlanta. Everything kind of seems like either you kind of have like certain things that you kind of get into the rut of having, and our Thomas Grill, I
mm-hmm.
feel like sometimes can always break that rut, or I know if I go there, I can have something of like any variety. So if, whether or not I'm feeling like fish tacos or I want like a full order of breakfast, I know I can have either. I like variety.
Wow. So I see. But we're gonna talk a little bit more about food a little bit later in the interview, of course.
Yes.
But let me ask you this, because that's one spot in Atlanta. Growing up in Atlanta, can you name anything that just growing up that you would say happened to you that stuck with you and basically helped make you the person that you are currently? Is there anything that you can think of? I know it was a deep question, but you know how I do.
Yeah, it was. I wasn't ready to be hit with that. No. An experience that helped.
Anything that you
shape
can think
me.
Of. Or maybe that, or I maybe was, that moment hasn't happened yet, or had it. Go ahead.
Maybe so. I remember volunteering for my very first fashion show, and I got the opportunity while I was studying at Georgia Southern, went to Charleston Fashion Week, I believe it was fall 2014, but it was the first time I'd ever been to like a fashion show behind the scenes. So where I was instructed to work was behind the scenes, getting models ready, just kind of like separating clothing and pieces and different garments from vendors. And you never really like, you see this pretty garment walk down the runway, but you never see what goes behind it. Like models are trying to like get around for shoes, and people are like, there are scarves everywhere, and it's like hustle and bustle, and everybody's trying to have like quick wardrobe changes and outfit changes and makeup changes and hair changes. And, you know, I just thought going into fashion while studying it, I was like, oh yeah, I'm a designer, you know, this is what I'm going to do, and I'm not really going to have to be able to deal with, you know, this and that. I'm just going to, you know, put my clothes out there, and that's going to be it. And then with that first experience I had going to Charleston Fashion Week, I was like, oh, it's so much more than what I ever thought it was. Fern Malice was there, who was the original creator of New York Fashion Week. She was a guest judge, and it was basically a competition for the designer. So they would choose one designer, and then Fern Malice herself would talk to that designer and like kind of build them, give them like a debut in New York Fashion Week, and just kind of help them along their journey. And
oh,
I never had someone that close to the industry be that close to me. So I like did what I wasn't supposed to do, and I snuck a picture with her at the end. They were like, no pictures, but I'm just like, I can't not have this lady in my presence and not have a memoriam from her. So that definitely it solidified two things for me. It definitely let me know that this is what I want to do, and this is what I want to be in the middle of. This is how I want to influence people with my work and my craft. And then it definitely let me know, like, you know, I'm cut out for this. I'm made out for this. I got through the volunteering part of it, and I know that's a very small piece of it, but I was like, you know, now that I've gotten the exposure, all I want is more. I want to work more fashion shows. I want to do more things. So it kind of like, it definitely pushed me and propelled me to do more. So yeah, that experience definitely like rocketed me into getting deeper into what I want to do.
So first of all, great answer. Second of all, that's why I ask great questions, because see, that question actually with your answer segued me into a question I'm not going to have to ask now, because you just answered it, which was, when did you first feel that fashion was something you wanted to do? So we'll skip that one and get to the next one, which is, what particular aspect of fashion are you focusing on? Because now the audience knows that fashion is your passion. I just did that rhyme just off the top of my head, y'all. So,
oh my God,
so
you're
what
a poet.
Aspect? I know. Don't let me start rapping on here now. I got a whole album.
Hey,
anyway, what particular aspect are you focusing on? Because of course, when you say fashion to most people, they probably will say Tyra Banks. You know, just because they just, that's what they, or they'll think of the Project One Ray TV show. So there's like a billion things in fashion, though. So what particular variances do you concentrate on?
Particular variances that I am looking to portray, you know, with my designs are, I was actually speaking to someone about this earlier. I definitely want to, my job as a fashion designer, I feel like I want to portray how women feel beautiful. They just say like fashion is just like clothes and accessories and things that you throw on, but I feel like it's just so much more than that. You can, you know, influence somebody, you can make somebody feel good. It's just like you can have a totally different attitude with a wardrobe or a good pair of shoes or a garment that you feel completely comfortable in. It can give you so much confidence, and it's just, it's amazing how many emotions you can portray through just clothing, garments, things that are put together well, things that fit well. So I like, especially for women, like I'm very big into women's empowerment, especially with African-American and Black women. Not saying that all women aren't great, but being an African-American woman, I definitely stand for us more, you know, women that look like me. I'm all down for it. And I just want to make sure that like my aspect of what I'm trying to portray into fashion is just making women feel comfortable and breezy and beautiful about themselves. Like I don't ever want someone to wear one of my garments or, you know, and feel like they can't, or it's something that they can't achieve, or it's a look that they can't pull off. I want you to be able to feel comfortable in no matter, you know, what I put on the body, whether or not you're, you know, have on a good amount of clothing or, you know, a smaller amount of clothing, but I just want to make sure that I make everybody feel comfortable and beautiful. I would say that I'm more on the extravagant side of fashion, okay. So my like evening wear, bridal wear, things of that nature. Even though ready-to-wear clothing is definitely easier to manufacture, I like the fit and structure of like evening wear and garments that you would wear for like special occasions. So I would say that's more of my concentration.
So is it on the design side or the styling side?
It's on the more of the design side. More of the design side. As far as what I want to do modeling, I honestly just want to be as versatile as possible. Like I want you to be able to use me during like a couture fashion week, but I also want to, you know, walk for H&M. Like, they're my favorite brand, by the way, them and Zara. So I would love to be in one of their print ads or something of that nature, because their clothes are so comfortable. They fit really well. I love basics, interchangeable things that I can mix with different pieces. I'm a big stickler for that. I just work on being as versatile as I possibly can.
Well, one thing I'm going to mention before I go to my next question, which, again, you know, the art of asking questions is asking the questions that get all the answers that you might not anticipate. But you're being very specific about goals. And one of the biggest things I've said about talent over the years is at a certain point, you kind of have to have an idea of where you want to go and what you want to do. Otherwise,
precisely,
you're just wasting time because you're just doing stuff. And that's not good enough if you say you have an actual goal to achieve, right? So it's very good
correct.
That you have these things kind of, you know, lined up to say, well, this is my favorite line, and this is what I would like to design, and this is the genre that I would like to participate in more so than these others, because this is a little bit harder than the easy stuff over there. Yeah, I heard you say that. See, a lot of people would go to the easy because it's easier. You right? So
right.
That's really
yes.
good that you say that. Those are some of your goals. Now, I will throw this one out there because it wasn't initially one of my questions, but I just kind of rolled it into it now. With your goals
okay.
as far as fashion, can you tell us a little bit about fitness and yourself?
Oh, yeah. Okay. So I have been, I'll rewind to the beginning. So me and my boyfriend went on a trip for my birthday, October 2016, and we were gone for like a week or so. So, you know, we were just, you know, having fun, eating, enjoying, you know, on vacation. So we come back and my mother's having this big get together with family and friends. And she was like, oh, well, you guys can come on over. I know you just got back from Florida. And, you know, it would be really nice for family and friends to see you. I said, okay, great. So my mom, as if she couldn't do anything else, she definitely, like, takes pictures, loves to take photos of everything. She likes to record everything. My mom is one of those. So she was like, everybody, come on around, get a picture. And I'm in, like, this T-shirt and shorts, and I'm just like, I'm fresh off of vacation and, you know I don't look the greatest right now. I don't have any makeup on my face. So she takes the picture, and the pictures go to Facebook, and I look at the pictures, and I cannot believe myself. Like, I've always been, like, thicker, you know, on the heavier side, but I had mm-hmm. definitely just let myself go. I had just stopped caring. I wasn't feeling great about myself. I wasn't doing anything about it. And then my eating habits were trash, and I wasn't going to the gym, and I didn't have a membership. And I remember saying to myself, I'm like, I never want to portray myself out in the public like that again. Not to say that there was anything wrong with that or I was less than because I was heavier. I'm just saying for me and myself and what I wanted to see, that wasn't the best me I could have been. And it wasn't the healthiest me I could have been either. So from that point, I've been just changing my lifestyle habits and eating habits and getting more healthy. So that was October 2016. So from there, currently, I've lost and maintained about 45 pounds of weight loss. So I'm very, very excited about that. People ask me about this all the time, and I say that, you know, I work out, I eat right, and I stay consistent at it. And I think that that's one thing that people kind of struggle with because, you know, life happens, things happen. You know, I don't have any kids. People might have children. So it is definitely hard to try and get something that you can maintain, you know, for a long period of time, let alone, like, your life. And, you know, it's not easy. I'm not perfect. I still indulge in all of the sweets. My blood type is, like, O negative cold brew because I drink so much coffee. It's, like, I have different balances. I have good habits and bad habits, but I've definitely retained a lot of good habits. And just being really consistent and actually, like, loving going to the gym and actually loving doing good things to my body because I, you know, treat it good, it treats me good. So, you know, if I keep it up and I keep it a habit now, it won't be that difficult to maintain when I get older. And also there's a lot of sickness in my family. Like, my mother has, like, high blood pressure. My father had a form of cancer. There's high cholesterol, diabetes that runs in my family. So I try and make sure that I stay healthy, not just because I want to stay trim and fit, but also because it helps just, you know, from, like, having a lot of major health issues, taking a lot of medication, you know, my joints hurting or, like, a lot of pressure on the bones. And it's a lot of things just going into being healthy and working out and eating right. So I just say that you just got to love it and you got to find something that works for you. And then if it doesn't work for you, it might work for somebody else. Flip it around. I tell people, you don't have to go to the gym and do all these reps and all this hard craziness if that's not you, if that's not what you want to do. You can turn on your favorite song in your living room, and you can dance and you can sing and you can do all of that for like 30, 45 minutes and burn how many calories? So it just depends on what you do and how you want to do that. But as long as you're consistent at whatever you're doing, it'll give you results. So, yeah.
646-652-4479. That is a great frame of mind to have. Actually, it kind of runs into my Books to Read show tomorrow with an author. His name is Leonard. His book is called Live As Long As You Dare. And one of the things that he talks about is lifestyle changes, mentality, and, of course, exercise, eating habits, things of that nature. So at a certain point, there has to be that trigger to say, what in the world am I doing? For you, it was a photo, right?
Yes.
And then on the secondary side of it was you have stuff in your family that could creep up on you real easy if you don't take any kind of preventative measures. So that's why I wanted to mention that, because that is a tremendous story, really. And that you can do what you want to do when you want to do it. It's called priorities, people. So when it comes to that, you know, Princess is a great example of that, and she's public about it too. So if you go visit her page, Princess Chantanese, you'll see some of. I saw her working out just the other day. 646-652-4479. What I want to do, Princess, I want to take a little bit of a break. All right,
okay.
And then we're going to do some secondary questions. So I know you're not ready to go anywhere just yet, right?
Give me a little second. I can take a little break.
All right, cool. All right, so we'll be right back, everybody, on Women in Business on IMTN Worldwide Radio. Our guest is Princess Chantanese. We're going to talk a little bit more about some of her goals and some other things that she's going to be doing in the very near future. Can't wait for y'all to hear about some of what she has going on. So we're going to go, but we're going to lead off with C. Ross, an artist in Columbus, Georgia. Has a song called Under Construction. We're going to listen to that. We'll be right back on Women in Business on IMTN Worldwide Radio.
They told me, change the circle of friends, don't want to remind them of the old.
And we are back. That was artist C. Ross with the song called Under Construction. He was actually a guest on my IMTM music show not too long ago. He's also on my website, imtmworldwide.com, under music. And you can check out his article. You can check out video, a whole bunch of stuff about C. Ross. He actually just had his first child, which I actually shot his wife for my first maternity shoot not too long ago. So check that out as well. We are back on Women in Business on IMTM Worldwide Radio on a Friday evening. Appreciate all that are listening, those who are watching on Facebook Live on my Facebook page, those that are in the chat room listening to the show as well. Let's go ahead and bring our guest, Ms. Princess Chantanese, back on. Princess, you still with
Hello.
Us?
Hello. Of course I'm still with you. Yes.
All right.
I am here and
so,
ready.
We've been talking to Princess about some of her growing up in Atlanta and the Atlanta market, what first caused her to think about fashion as a possible career, some of the different aspects that she's focusing on, why she loves fashion, some of her goals. She talked about fitness as well as far as something that she wanted to do personally for herself. So we're going to talk about some a little bit more near and dear to her, more recent things. Princess, tell us about your first photo shoot.
My first photo shoot, who was shot with the great Chris Royster. This was
Hold up, Princess.
Yes.
Just for everybody who's listening to IMTN Worldwide Radio, please don't think that I go around calling myself the great Chris Royster. Just saying, I didn't say it.
That,
she did. There you go. Okay, go
ahead.
That
was something that I coined. Yes, of course.
Thank you.
So a couple of weeks ago, I am working with actually another designer on something that she's working on. I'm actually walking for her. I like to flip the script on myself sometimes. But she had posted an opportunity for some of her models to have a photo shoot. So what she was doing was she was going to – you know, pay the expenses and have one of her models that she's using for her upcoming show in January to just have a couple of photos and a couple of looks shot throughout, you know, Atlanta in the Midtown area. So I was connected to, I was connected to Chris, and we spoke on the phone for a little bit just about his expertise and what he did and his knowledge in the industry. From there, we met up on an early Sunday morning, drove 2 hours out of the way just to come shoot me in Midtown. And from there, we went to different places. I was in heels, walking around all day, trying to get angles, trying to get good lighting. This was my first ever photo shoot. So it was something that I had never really experienced before, and I had to take into consideration a lot of things that I didn't really think of, like, oh, you're having to walk in heels and, you know, stand in the blinding sun, and you might sweat, and you might need touch-ups, and this might happen, and we might have to wait for traffic, or we might not be allowed to film over here, but, you know, we might take that risk. It was a blast. I really enjoyed, like, going around and seeing different things, having the garments I had on, like, complement and, like, kind of tell a story to the scenery I had. It was a really nice experience. I had a great time. We had a little video at the end just talking about, you know, 15, 30 seconds, just talking about what I was going to do and what I plan on doing and how you can reach me and get in contact with me. So it was a great experience. I thoroughly enjoyed it. And Chris is so knowledgeable, and I feel extra special because he shot me with two cameras, and that's the first time he'd ever done that. So and the camera was new. And I'm like, ooh, well, you know, I felt great about that. But, yeah, it was a really, really good experience. Super, super knowledgeable. Chris was super helpful, super friendly. I felt totally comfortable and very safe as well because, you know, Atlanta sometimes can be – you know what it can be. so I felt really good about the whole thing. So, yeah, it makes me want to do more now.
Well, one of the biggest things what I try to do with someone who I – when I – sometimes I don't always find out that the person never shot before until it's, like, way late into really almost like when you start shooting. What I try to do, though, is, one, peel down what I normally might do for someone who has shot before – in regards to the whole outfit thing and things of that nature. I try to make it as simple as possible. Then, of course, doing something that's outdoors is usually easier than shooting anything in the studio if you've never shot before. Because when you're in the studio, it's just you, and you got to come up with stuff. And every photographer is not, you know, waiting for you to come up with something. They're just there to snap at that point. So I try to peel back a little bit, and then try, like I said, then also try to have you have a little bit of fun. Just a little bit, right? So all that said and done, you did a great job. Like I said, we got some great footage. We got some great images. It was hot outside though, y'all. It got to a point. It was like, I don't know, it's about to get borderline even for Atlanta. And especially on that concrete.
I'm starting to
melt.
Oh no. And in heels as well. And a long dress as well.
Exactly. Is the number to call in. If y'all have any questions for Princess, feel free to call in or message or also on the Instagram page you can send a message if you have a question about anything that she's been doing. You mentioned in January something that's going on. We're going to mention that at the end, of course. But one thing I did want to ask you a question of, actually two more questions, serious questions. What is it that's going to make you different? Well, actually, before I ask you that question, I need to ask you this. With you just getting started, what have you learned so far that people need to know in general?
Woo, things that I'm still learning myself. So I would say that things that you would need to, well, things that I've kind of learned just as far as like on both aspects of designing and modeling, like breaking in is kind of the easier part of your journey, mm-hmm. like trying to get started and trying to get things up and prepared. And while you're hot and while all your friends know who you are and everything of that nature, they're like, oh yeah, you know, let me do this and let me do that. I feel like it's the consistency and trying to keep people's interest like season after year after year. That's kind of the difficult part. So I would say that, like trying to break in to the industry is, how do I say this without it sounding, it's almost like one of the easiest things to do, but like, how do you make your brand memorable? How do you make your brand different from that brand? And then, you know, the next new brand is going to come out or the next new person is going to come out. How do you keep your leg up above that person? So I've learned that, like I said before, you kind of have to have a concentration, like a niche. Like, you have to have something that you're like, this is exactly what I want to do, and this is my expert, you know, my area of expertise. Let me perfect my craft here. So then, you know, then when I want to actually branch out and I do different things, you know, I still have my sole thing to fall back on. With modeling, I definitely learned, you know, a little bit more on the modeling aspect of things. I learned that you definitely cannot trust anybody who calls themselves a manager. You cannot trust anybody who just has the word CEO or something like that into their names or their bios, or they have this many followers or that, or they know this person or connected with that person. Definitely do your research. Definitely do your research when it comes to finding someone who is going to help you and trying to, you know, help build you and your brand and your craft. Make sure you have someone who's actually credible. Make sure you have someone who people actually, you know of or can vouch for. And that person, you know, just make sure that that person is doing the best in their interest for you. Definitely have to make sure that you've got somebody on your team who's working with you who actually knows what they're talking about, you know. So yeah, find a concentration as far as designing, and, you know, try and make yourself memorable. Try and find that one quirky thing about, you know, your designs or your line that, you know, you can set aside from anybody else's. And then with fashion, just do your research and modeling, do your research on anybody who you want to manage you or anything of that nature, because it's anybody who can just say anything with social media and how it is these days. Definitely, definitely find that you're getting somebody credible.
Ooh.
I have a quick story real quick to run up on everybody. I think I got time. So when you mentioned do your research, it immediately reminded me of a long time ago. I was in Tallahassee, Florida, and I was working in a mall,
mm-hmm.
working for a cell phone company. And almost every other day, there was this guy in full suit, head-to-toe hat and everything, couldn't have been more than 24 years old, just walking in the mall. And then one time I saw him walking on the highway, on the street of Tallahassee, just walking, and then he'll come in the mall and he's walking around. Finally, he's always in different suits. And every day he was in a different suit. And one day he actually passed by my booth just close enough to say, "Hey, what's up, man? Hey, I got a question. Where do you get all those suits from? I just wanted to know. It looks pretty sharp." He told me, "Do your research." And he walked away. And I never saw him again. And I just thought about that, just on that. I think he was a pimp, actually. But when you said do your research, it's important. I bring that up kind of on a funny story side, but seriously at the same time, because without being able to do your research, you don't know. Like, if I actually had did my research, I might have been able to find that suit maker in Tallahassee that makes all those good suits. But I asked him first. I guess he got mad at me. I don't know. But it's important to
Some
be able to exactly differentiate yourself from others, which is actually my next question to you. What will it come down to where you're going to say, okay, this is how y'all going to recognize my design work. This is how you're going to know this is part of my brand. This is my line. What is that? Let me ask you this. Do you know what that is yet, and are you willing to tell us? You're going to hide it for a while. Or do you know what it is so far? You can tell.
It's become a little bit more full circle for me. I definitely know as far as, like, what I want the client, what I want the client to feel while she's wearing the garment. I have that down to a T. Like, when I'm designing or when I'm picturing a client or when I have an assignment and I'm thinking about, like, what is this client about? Like, when she walks into a room, what is this garment going to say about her offhand before she even says anything to anybody? What is somebody portraying her as, like, right then and there? So I know exactly how I want to have that done. I'm not going to say how I want to have that done because I want somebody to take my idea. But
I had to ask, though. I was testing you.
Yeah. I see you tried to poke at it. I definitely, it's more about a feeling or an emotion more than what does it, not necessarily over what it looks like, because that's definitely important. But I'm trying to portray something that brings something different out of a female. I want her to be able to put this garment on or this piece on or this accessory on and feel like a completely different person. Like, you can be whoever, wherever, you know, I want you to feel like you are the baddest. Like, nobody can hit you. Nobody can touch you. I feel like that's the kind of confidence we should have just daily, on a daily basis. And I know it's not always going to be like that, of course, with life and naturally how things tend to happen. But I mean, you can feel better if your dress is cute, right? You can feel better if it fits you to a T and it makes you feel, you know. I just know that how I am with clothing, I can put on a certain garment, or I have, like, for instance, the red dress that I have on in the photo shoot, that dress I found on a whim on sale, Ross, $20, beautiful. Literally the only size they had, and it makes me feel so good to wear that dress because I pulled it. And I was like, you know, this is something different. It's kind of funky. It's kind of unique. It makes me feel like I'm on the cover of, like, Vogue Italy. So if it gave me that kind of feeling when I put it on, I automatically feel like that's exactly who I am. And I feel like, you know, you carry yourself as that person. So I just want that person, you know, I want that woman to be that strong, confident person all the time in whatever she wears.
Princess, what do you like to do for fun?
What do I like to do for fun? I am a huge dancer. I dance to anything and everything. I am a huge music fanatic. So I listen to a lot of different music. My playlist ranges from so many different genres and so many different things. Like, I know that with a couple of songs or like one or two playlists, I can change my mood. I can change like my anxiety, how I'm feeling about something. Or if I'm having a good day, I know a playlist or a song that makes it even better. Like, I always feel like I can always equivalate music to a feeling or an emotion or something that helps me. So definitely a big dancer, definitely a big music listener. Anything else I like to do for fun besides sewing? I love to sew for fun as well. Hand sewing is actually one of my favorite things to do. I know it takes a tad bit longer, but I like it because it's a little bit more precise. And when I go in to make, you know, if I make a mistake or so, it's a little easier to fix it. If you're hand sewing it, you know, as if you were comparing it to something that you put on a machine and you got to go in and seam rip everything. And sometimes I don't want to deal with that. Sometimes I do take the longer way out of, you know, oh, you know, you could have just serged that at the bottom. Yes, but my rolled hem, I just love it so well. So, you know, I'm just going to go ahead and sew that. It takes a little bit longer, but I feel like it's that kind of artistry that kind of sets things aside. So, yes, sewing for sure when I'm not working, because I work a lot too.
Yeah, you work a
music,
lot.
Dancing, anything that's creative.
First of all, I want to say so mm-hmm. much thank you for taking the time to be on the show tonight. I got one more thing before we do wrap up. Now, she mentioned earlier she's going to be in a fashion show next year in Virginia for J. Clark collection. Very excited. I'll be there as well. So if you want, go to @_J_Clark_ to find out more information. Or, of course, visit any of my pages on IMTN Worldwide Radio. The information is posted there. In that case, how can people find you on the internet, Princess?
Yes, you can find me at my handle on Instagram @Princess_Shantanese. And then all of my social media is under Princess Shantanese. So I'm on Facebook, Princess Shantanese, and Instagram, Princess_Shantanese. But yeah, you can find me there.
Princess, it's been such a great evening having you on the show. I'm very excited to see what you're going to be doing in the future. Hopefully the audience gets a little taste of what's to come and they're eager to find
yes.
out more about you and also follow you in your career there in Atlanta and then hopefully nationwide and then hopefully worldwide. People will be seeing you all over the place and they'll remember hearing you on this show on a Friday night in July in 2019.
Yes.
So, again, thank you so much and hope to have you on the show again
thank
soon.
Thank you. Absolutely. It was such a joy. It was a pleasure. And I look forward to doing this again for sure. You gotta have me back because I'm doing bigger and better and greater things. So you got to see what everything else entails as well. So, yeah, we'll definitely do this again. This was super cool. Thank you so much, Chris, for the opportunity. I love working with you. It's always such a joy, always such a pleasure, always so knowledgeable, and everything just, like, smooths right on out. I love it.
Thanks, Princess. We're going to talk to you soon. And don't worry, I'll be in Atlanta real soon again.
Yes, good. Come on back today.
All right. And that was Miss Princess. And on that note, y'all, we're going to end the show right on time. Catch us on tomorrow for Books to Read at 2 p.m. on IMTN Worldwide Radio. Show is posted on all the information pages. Till next time, y'all take care.